CPA After Dark.
What's going on, guys, and welcome back to CPA After Dark. I'm your host, Kristen, and I have my beautiful CPA and co-host, Marit, with me today. And we are going to talk about a new rule that has been passed about independent contractors and W-2 employees. So shout out to Rebecca. She's my cleaning lady, and we're going to use her for this 6-prong test from the Department of Labor.
Yes.
So,
right?
Yeah, she cleans for our Airbnb, and it should be noted that she cleans for my Airbnb when I cannot. So me and Chris do a lot of work. We do the landscaping. We're over there. We're replacing like railings. We're cleaning when there's nobody there. Like if I have a 2-week gap, that house does not sit for 2 weeks. I want to make sure it's cleaned. Like I clean my house once a week at least. I want that house cleaned at least once a week. So when somebody comes in, it's fresh. But I'm not going to bring her in to clean the house if nobody's been in the house. That's crazy. And if I have, you know, 4 or 5 days before somebody else comes in to rent it, again, I can clean the house. I'm completely capable. So I'm not going to bring her in to clean the house. So I'm also not in the business of just giving money away. If I can do something, I'm capable, I'm going to do it. So we're going to use her as our guinea pig on the 6-prong test, like Marit said.
I'm going to read these because, like I said, legal jargon, how could I ever memorize these? So I've got my little list right here, and using Rebecca, let's start with the first prong, which is the opportunity for profit or loss depending on managerial skill. So is Rebecca negotiating her contract? Does she have the opportunity to make more money, less money? Can she change her rate with you? Or are you the one that is kind of calling the shots?
She has full control. She last year came to me. She looked through the house. She gave me a price. Later on in the summer, we had an obnoxious amount of beach towels, and she actually raised my rate. She hires people. I've had different people cleaning my Airbnb. As long as it's done well, I don't care who cleans my Airbnb. I just want it clean on the days that I can't clean it myself. And she handles that aspect of it, which I think is wonderful. And it's kind of out of sight, out of mind for me at that point. Mm-hmm. But I don't tell her I'm going to pay you X. Like she tells me what she wants and that's what she gets paid.
That's perfect. Okay. So I would say she passed that test. Test number one is an independent contractor. Number two, investments by the worker and the potential employer. So is she bringing her own cleaning supplies? Does she have her own vehicle that she comes or her people come in? Or are you like, oh, here's a car to get to my Airbnb and here's everything you need and I'm going to supply you with everything?
No, she brings everything. Cleaning supplies, vacuums, mops, you name it. She does it. She even, I have multiple amounts of everything, towels, linens, whatever. And she'll take whatever's on the beds and she'll actually take them home and then put new linens out. And then she'll bring linens the next time and replace them. And it's like this beautiful system that she has that she asked if it was okay if she used, and I said it was wonderful, and it gets her in and out a lot quicker, which is wonderful. But no, she does everything by herself. It's all she brings, bring in, bring out, carry in, carry out.
She sounds efficient too, which is off topic, but that's amazing.
Yeah, she is really efficient. She can be in and out of there in like 2 hours.
Yeah, because I've seen people that, you know, try to classify someone as an independent contractor, but if they're coming every day to, you know, your office or your shop and you have all the tools or supplies that they need and you're giving them a company vehicle so that they can go do the job that you need, I mean, right there, it starts to get muddy on whether they're really an independent contractor or if they are an employee in your business. So that one's pretty
reliant. It sounds like if you're reliant on the employer like that, in that case where you have a vehicle, you have all of your equipment and everything is coming from the employer, that's totally different from what I'm doing. But it sounds like if you're reliant, you can't operate independently, right? Independent contractor, you can't operate independently without your employer So you just switched from independent contractor to employer in that scenario.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's kind of, it's amazing how independent contractor and being independent, they go so well together. I really haven't ever thought of that though. You're right.
Yeah.
So number three, the degree of permanence in the work relationship. So is the work duration, so is the duration of your work relationship just you, it's just however long it is, like there's no set time, or is there a set time limit for how long they're going to do it? Do you control how long they're going to work for you? Oh, you have a year, you know, contract to work for me, or do they get to decide how long they're going to work for you? That, you know, that one, I mean, I think it also kind of depends on the project, because you might say, well, I'm hiring someone to help me for this 3-month project and I expect them to be there for the whole duration. I think they're more looking at the fact of, you know, when you have an employee, you hire on an employee, you're not talking about them quitting anytime soon. You know, you're not talking about them anywhere for the foreseeable future. So I think that's what they mean by this. Again, these are just our interpretations, right?
Right.
So where's the Rebecca fall on that?
Yeah. So actually, Rebecca has not worked for me since, my goodness, maybe October was like the last time we were like really busy. And then during the off season, let's face it, I'm in Myrtle Beach, off season, November, December, January, February, March, we really haven't had any like back-to-back bookings. I've had like at least 2 to 3 days in between bookings. A lot of times people book for like a weekend, long weekend. So I haven't needed her since about October. So she's been, yes, I can call her in a second and she'll get somebody out if I need her. But the next time she works for me is actually right about Easter. So I haven't needed her that whole period of time. So there's no set schedule. I operate just fine without her because I said earlier, I'm fully capable of cleaning the house. It's just, there are times that I just don't want to. I have company. It's a holiday. I can't physically get the house cleaned myself between 11 and 3 when somebody checks out and somebody checks in. That's clearly an issue. I need somebody that's going to be more efficient. And like the description that I gave of how efficient she is, clearly Rebecca can get this done. And I'm not that good. I'm a clean person, but I'm not fast.
Right.
So yeah, as far as like what you're asking, she's not on a set schedule. So I guess that would mean that she checks off of that prong as well.
Yeah. And that actually bleeds into the next prong, which is nature and degree of control. And it's based on how much control you have over their schedule, the performance of their work, et cetera. And also, I liked that there was an example in this that said, do you explicitly limit the worker's ability to work for other people? So if you were to sit
That's
there,
a good one.
You can only clean my house, but I don't want you cleaning anybody else's house. I highly doubt you do that. But so that's the next prong.
Yeah. So there are times like 11 o'clock is my checkout. Everybody that has an Airbnb is going to be different, or they could be similar. But I give her, if I tell her I need her, say today, I need her between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. I have a guest coming in at 3 p.m. She can get there at 11 or 12 or 12:15 or 1:45, as long as the house is clean by 3 o'clock, I don't care when she comes. She just got to get there that day. That being said, it's not necessarily her that comes. She has a handful of girls that work with her. So it could be somebody else that's going to come. And there are days that like, I'll look and I'm like, man, it's getting close. I wonder if she's going to have it clean in time. And I'll shoot her a text and it's like, oh, you know, Cindy is going to be coming or Laura is going to be coming. And it's like, okay, well, I guess like she knows it's on the schedule. Somebody's going to be there. So as I may think it's not enough time to get it clean, she knows and she's getting it done. So there's no, you know, no schedule, and they have a lot of other houses that they're cleaning and a lot of people doing it. So she's all over the place and she makes sure that she gets it done. So she can have as many other clients as she wants. I don't care as long as my house gets cleaned in my window.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, why don't they have that as one of the examples? If they're making you sweat because you're not sure they're going to be getting the job done in time, they might be an independent contractor. When you have such little control, you're starting to sweat because you're like, are they going to get this done? Mm-hmm. I like need to get this done.
Yeah, like I've even been in the house and, you know, let's face it, sand, summertime fun, you know, the house sometimes is a mess when we get in there. And I like to get there when somebody checks out. I like to go in and see like how it was left because I'm going to write a review and I hope that I get a good review in return. And we've had no issues with reviews, which is wonderful. But I like to get there and see. And if the house is trashed, I like to kind of get ahead of it. Like last year in the beginning of the year, we had what was called Senior Week. Me and Chris had to go out and buy extra comforter sets because they were just like, they needed to be like, they were a mess. Like we had to throw stuff out. So yeah. I had to go out and buy new stuff. Thank God I was available to do that. But because we got there early, we saw it. We got it started. We got the house started. And then they were able to come in. We ran out to get more stuff, came back. And I was like, oh my God, it's clean. And it's only been 45 minutes. And I was like, whoa, you guys are like saints. Yeah, they know what they're doing. So that's amazing.
Yeah. And again, what you just said and what you said prior is also part of number five, which is the extent to which the work performed is an integral part of the potential employer's business. So you said it before and you said it right now. You don't like necessarily need her. It's not an integral part of running your Airbnb to be like, oh, I need Rebecca, otherwise I can't run this. I mean, it's nice that she can do it in 45 minutes, but you just said too, if you didn't have her, you would know you'd have to get there even earlier. You'd have to start cleaning earlier, but you could do it without her. She's not an integral part to running your business.
Yeah, I guess that answers that question.
Yes, I guess I took that one over and said, nope, she doesn't follow, she passes that test. And so then the sixth one to keep and take into account, you guys, is skill and initiative. This factor is based on whether the worker brings specialized skill to the relationship or obtains them from the potential employer. So with Rebecca, I don't think you're training her on how to clean it.
Oh, no, like I'm not training her. Okay, I see what you're saying. No, I'm not training her.
She could give you a class or two on how to be more skilled at
cleaning. More efficient.
Yeah.
So yep. It's more time-oriented when I'm doing it. Yeah, she's not going to hire me, but I'm definitely hiring her. Yeah, no, I mean, she knows she has to put the towels out. She knows how I like it, but if she puts it out a different way, I'm not going to come down on her for it or anything. As long as it's the beds are made, the linens are clean, the towels are out, I'm good, you know? So,
But I could see in a normal employer situation where if you have, I mean, all the time when you hire someone in a normal situation, you have to train them. If you have to like actively train someone how to do the job, then that is, I could see why they are using that as one of the prongs because training them on how to do the job. They're not coming in with their own specialized skill as an independent contractor. They're heavily reliant on you to show them how to do the job. So,
right. And then they're no longer independent.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yep. And so, and we're saying you're fine to have Rebecca be an independent contractor. Yeah.
But and that still means that she needs a 1099.
Yeah.
She'll still need a 1099, but she's not my employee and I don't have to do all of the payroll taxes for her.
Right. No W-2, the 1099 instead. That's why people, like we said at the beginning, they want everyone to be an independent contractor. It would be nice if everybody could just be classified as an independent contractor. Mm-hmm. You don't have to run payroll for them. You don't have to pay your half of the FICA tax. They get to pay the whole burden themselves. You know, you don't have to offer them benefits. You could keep your solo 401k if you had no employees and not have to offer anyone else a retirement plan. And it would be great for you, but that's why these departments stepped in. And you guys need to remember, and I really try to hit this point home every time I talk about this, is that this is not a one department issue. So you're really need to realize the Department of Labor, that this is the new rule that they set out. They're going to be on you about this, right? It's not just the federal Department of Labor. Each state has their own state Department of Labor, and they might have different tests that they look at to classify, you know, an employee versus an independent contractor. And then, of course, you have the IRS, because there is that whole payroll tax issue that people are trying to avoid. And it can be hundreds of thousands of dollars in payroll is depending on how many people you're classifying as independent contractors that really should be employees. So, right. you know, there's
but also like, there's some employees that would prefer to be independent contractors because then, let's face it, you have freedom, right? You can come and yeah. go as you please. You can make mm-hmm. your own schedule. You can go on vacation if you want. You don't have to ask for permission to do anything. You're independent. But if you fall, if your job and tasks all fall within the realm of being employed by somebody, your employer is going to want to put you on payroll now because the fines are going to go heavily onto the employer. And mm-hmm. though you as the employee or wanting to be the 1099 contractor aren't going to get hit with the fines, your employer will. So at this point with the new laws, they're going to make sure that you are classified correctly.
Yeah. And I love that you actually bring that up because I, even me personally, I've been offered engagements in the past and I've actually had people tell me, you know, like to do the accounting and the business consulting and stuff. Cause, you know, there's businesses that can hire a full-time CFO and they're like, oh, well, do you just want me to do, put you on payroll? And I'm like, oh, no. Like for me, but I have my business set up to where I won't enter into an engagement unless I can say, you know, I need to exercise my own degree of control. I'm going to be providing all of the tools that I need to do my job. I'm going to do it when I please. I promise you I'll get it done. You know, like, so I am making that decision to be classified as an independent contractor. But in order for me to successfully do that, I have to have my business and the way that I run my business set up to fit these prongs. Because if I don't, and I say, don't put me on payroll, I just want, you know, a 1099, but then I still have to go in from 9 to 5 every day and use their computer and be there whenever they say. And
that's
do all
a problem.
These- Yeah, it doesn't matter what I want. They are going to be the ones that if they go under review and they see that they're giving me a 1099 when they're not supposed to, you know, they're going to be the ones that get in trouble. And then right. I've also seen, I've read court cases where businesses will have someone who's working for them and they say, oh, they're an independent contractor, so there's no workers' comp, there's nothing like that. And then the person gets hurt on the job, starts a lawsuit. Now all of a sudden there's a lawsuit and they say, well, they should have been treating me as an employee and this is unfair. You know, this doesn't meet the labor laws and they should be giving me benefits and I should be having workman's comp. So you also might think that you can like, it, you know, if you're wanting, I feel like people get a little bit like, I don't want to say shady, but they get tempted to be like, let's just do independent contractor. It's so much right. easier. So much money. But if you're entering into a relationship with someone who's like willing to be shady, then don't put it past them that if something happens and you're not protecting yourself and you're just, you know, going into a shady agreement, don't think that they might not come back when it benefits them and just flip it right upside
oh, yeah.
down. Yeah. So
yeah,
I think
as
that's
a business important. Owner, protect yourself.
Protect
be
yourself.
In the know.
Yeah. And I'm glad we talked about these because, like we said, these are new prongs. They just came into effect and we just want you guys to be aware of them. And I hope we broke them down so they're understandable. Boy, was yeah. it a mouthful.
It was. I think there was a lot, but I hope that you guys liked the – I mean, it's a real-time breakdown of, like, we used me, the business owner, and used my cleaning lady as an example. And I hope you guys liked that realistic approach to how – you'll need to go in and look at the people that work for you or work with you and see where they fall. Do they fall as an independent contractor or do they fall as an employee that should be on your payroll? But I hope this was realistic enough for you guys to benefit. And of course, we hope you liked the video. Make sure you're subscribing to the channel for more of us on CPA After Dark, and we will see you next time.